Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this: when you have fewer expectations, you have fewer disappointments. I still have expectations of people, professionally and personally, and to be honest, both still tend to let me down. But here's my saving grace and why I'm still optimistic. If the behavior is repeated into a pattern, it's on me to pay attention. I can own my reaction. I get to choose to feel empowered versus feeling like a victim. See, when you lay blame, you give away your power. When you take the blame, you take back your power. When someone lets you down once, the responsibility is on you to take the time to figure out if you're going to let it happen again. Again, the choice is yours. People are firecrackers. You've probably learned this if you've had at least one breakup, be it romantic or friendship. You're the one that needs to be level-headed, balanced, and stable. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm actually pretty hard to get along with. Now hear me out. I know this is going to sound like a humble brag, but do you know how many friends I've lost touch with because they couldn't articulate their 3 to 5 year plan? I'm saying I've lost friends due to lack of goal setting. See, I know where I'm going, and I want the best type of people to come along for the ride. So I take responsibility that I push someone away or that they let me down by not leveling up. Instead of just sitting in your frustration or disappointment, channel it. Do something productive with it. Take responsibility for it and make sure the same thing doesn't happen twice. When people let you down, find a lesson in the pain. Your heart is resilient. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about the podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.